Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. I Am a Strange Loop by Douglas R. Hofstadter is an ambitious exploration of how the feeling of being a self could arise from physical matter. Building on themes that made his earlier work influential, Hofstadter argues that consciousness is best understood not as a mysterious substance, but as a pattern, a self-referential loop that emerges when a system represents itself and reacts to those representations. The book moves between philosophy of mind, cognitive science, neuroscience, and logic, using vivid analogies and thought experiments to make abstract ideas approachable. Rather than offering a simple definition of consciousness, Hofstadter frames the self as something dynamic and layered, shaped by memory, symbols, and the models we maintain of ourselves and others. He also considers identity over time, the social dimension of minds, and why subjective experience feels unified. The result is a provocative account of personhood that challenges common intuitions while remaining grounded in careful reasoning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strange loops as the core idea of selfhood. A central topic of the book is the notion of a strange loop, a self-referential structure in which moving through levels of description unexpectedly brings you back to where you started. Hofstadter uses this as a conceptual bridge between formal systems and lived experience. In this view, the self is not a separate entity sitting inside the brain. It is an emergent pattern created when a sufficiently complex system forms symbols that refer to itself, updates those symbols, and then acts based on them. The loop becomes strange because the system is both the observer and the observed, both the creator of a model and something that the model describes. This creates the intuitive sense of an I, a center of perspective, even though the underlying machinery is distributed across neural processes. The topic matters because it reframes classic questions about consciousness. Instead of asking where the self is located, the emphasis shifts to how self-reference, feedback, and layered representation can produce stable, meaningful patterns. The strange loop idea also allows the self to be gradual rather than all or nothing, opening space to discuss degrees of selfhood across animals, development, and artificial systems. Secondly, symbols, meaning, and the mechanics of mind. Another major topic is how symbols and meaning relate to mental life. Hofstadter treats cognition as deeply tied to the ability to create, manipulate, and interpret symbols, not merely in the linguistic sense, but in the broader sense of internal representations that stand for categories, relationships, and narratives. The self, from this angle, is a high-level symbol that condenses countless perceptions, memories, goals, and social roles into a manageable model. This symbol is continually revised as new experiences arrive, and the revisions feed back into future perception and decision-making. The topic highlights why consciousness feels coherent even when the brain is made of many competing processes. A symbol can function as a unifier, integrating disparate inputs into a single story, like thread. Hofstadter also connects meaning to patterns of similarity and analogy, arguing that minds work by mapping new situations onto familiar structures. This gives the book a distinctive style. Instead of treating meaning as a simple code, it is portrayed as a living, context-sensitive phenomenon. The payoff is a framework that links subjective experience to concrete cognitive operations without reducing experience to a single simplistic mechanism. Thirdly, the illusion and reality of the I. Hofstadter devotes significant attention to the paradoxical status of the self. It can be described as an illusion, yet it is also real in the only sense that matters for human life. The I is illusory if one expects a tiny executive agent in the brain that issues commands and watches a mental screen. No such inner homunculus is required. But the I is real as an emergent, causally effective pattern, a stable abstraction that influences behavior, forms commitments, and maintains continuity across time. This topic tackles common confusion and debates about consciousness, where people assume that if the self is constructed, it must be fake. Hofstadter instead proposes that constructed entities can still be genuine, much like nations, money, or melodies. They are not physical objects in the same way as atoms, yet they have real effects and recognizable identities. The discussion also addresses introspection and why it can mislead. We experience a unified narrator and a single point of control, but that experience may be a story the mind tells using its self-symbol. Understanding the I as a loop-based pattern can make room for both scientific explanation and the felt reality of personal agency. Fourthly, other minds, empathy, and the self as social, the book also emphasizes that selves are not created in isolation. A person develops a sense of I, partly by building models of other people and by realizing that others model them in return. This social dimension helps explain why identity is shaped by language, culture, and relationships, and why human consciousness is deeply intertwined with communication and empathy. Hofstadter suggests that we carry internal versions of people we know, simplified but powerful models that influence our choices and emotions. In turn, our self-model incorporates how we imagine others perceive us, creating nested loops of representation, I think about you thinking about me, and so on. This topic extends the strange loop idea beyond an individual skull, showing how feedback between people can stabilize or reshape a self over time. It also offers a way to think about compassion and moral concern. If minds are patterns and models, then understanding another person involves constructing a resonant internal loop, an approximate but meaningful echo of their perspective. The result is a view of personhood that is simultaneously cognitive and relational, portraying identity as something that lives in networks of understanding as much as in neural circuitry. Lastly, continuity, mortality, and identity. Over time, a further important topic is what it means for a self to persist. If the self is a pattern, then personal identity becomes a question about the stability and continuity of that pattern across change. Hofstadter examines how memory, narrative, and recurring self-referential habits maintain a recognizable I despite constant biological and psychological flux. This framework naturally raises questions about mortality and what, if anything, can continue after death. Without claiming supernatural answers, the pattern-based view allows a nuanced discussion. Parts of the person can live on as models in other minds, as influences in culture, and as enduring structures in the memories of those who knew them. This does not equate to literal survival, but it reframes legacy as a real extension of the strange loop concept, where a self-symbol can be partially instantiated in other systems. The topic also intersects with thought experiments about copying, replication, and artificial minds, challenging readers to clarify what they believe makes them the same person from one day to the next. By treating identity as emergent and graded, the book provides conceptual tools for facing change, aging, and loss with more intellectual clarity and emotional realism. In conclusion, this book fits readers who enjoy big questions approached with careful argument, philosophy of mind enthusiasts, cognitive science students, technically curious general readers, and anyone who likes ideas that connect logic, brain science, and everyday experience. It can benefit a reader's life by offering a practical shift in perspective. Seeing the self as an emergent self-referential pattern can reduce the temptation to search for a hidden inner controller, and instead encourage attention to habits, narratives, and feedback loops that actually shape behavior. The social angle can also deepen empathy by highlighting how we model each other and how identity is partly co-created in relationships. Compared to many consciousness books that either stay highly technical or drift into vague mysticism, Hofstadter's approach is distinctive for its sustained focus on self-reference, symbolism, and analogy as explanatory tools. The prose aims to make demanding concepts graspable without flattening them into slogans. If you want a theory that is bold yet grounded, and you are willing to think patiently through layered arguments, the book is worth buying as a singular, integrative account of why an I can arise inside matter and feel undeniably real. If you would like to support Douglas R. Hofstadter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.